the Saturday Night Hot Mix on KZZP 104.7 FM, your number one hit music station.
That's from 35 years ago, 40 years ago.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, it's not the same.
That was like a weird mix, though. Did you notice that? Or were you,
that was strange.
You were talking to the cocktail waitress over there, not paying attention. That was one of Stu's little creations. I love that mix.
I do, too. Stuff, when he mixes those together, that's great.
Hey, can I get a ramen coke?
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. And it's Friday.
It's a three-day weekend.
In case you didn't catch that. Yes. Three-day weekend, indeed. We're doing a parties weekend, correct?
Yes, we are. Starting at 5 this afternoon and running all weekend. And it's going to be loud and, you know,
This station is going to be loud?
Right? For once. We're going to try it out. See how it goes.
In the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about things your siblings convinced you.
To do?
You know there's a lot of that stuff.
Oh, dear.
Yes, of course. Because older siblings are the worst.
Where were you in the mix? I was the youngest.
I was a middle kid.
Oh, okay. So you got a little of it.
I got some of it, but I put more of it on my younger brother.
Sure, of course.
Yeah. I really cranked it up in that situation.
Good.
People Are Dumb is coming up. And I don't know if you saw the 1,000 people that were playing There Goes My Hero.
Oh, amazing.
From Foo Fighters.
Yes.
For Taylor Hawkins.
Hell of a tribute.
Really amazing.
We're going to listen to some of that.
We're going
to
play that for you coming up next.
Awesome.
On 95.5 KLOS.
3-day weekend.
It is a 3-day weekend.
Hail to the hell.
Singing on
you're welcome.
In tune.
I'm so excited.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Can't stand it. 3-day weekend. Yes, please.
I know you're very excited. There was a tribute to Taylor Hawkins, which I thought was really great.
Yeah, there's been so many amazing things said about him on social media and everything, but this is a whole different level.
A lot of it is around the song "There Goes My Hero,"
right?
Or "My Hero" by Foo Fighters.
Yep.
And this is a group in Paris that has 1,000 musicians and singers.
Just 1,000. No big deal.
So there's a whole huge room of drums.
I think these are the people who've done like AC/DC. Some amazing stuff.
There's a whole section of guitars, a whole section of singers.
Like hundreds.
And it sounds incredible. 1,000 different musicians doing My Hero for Taylor Hawkins.
Cette chanson est dédiée.
But don't have the courtesy to speak English.
English, please. He's in Paris.
Exactly. So anyway, you go to Paris, France. And
right.
So far, it sounds like one dude.
I mean, maybe a couple more than one.
Three. But here we go.
Able to keep 1,000 people on in beat,
right?
On the right beat. Whole group of guitars.
The video is amazing as well.
Yeah. We'll post it on Kevin and Sluggo. How many singers there are.
That's incredible. Do we know what Dave felt about this? Have we heard anything from him
yet? I've not.
No, okay.
I've not. And the cameras are going through all the guitarists and all the drummers.
It's just amazing.
And they're all thrilled to be there.
Sure.
People playing your song.
1,000.
And it's a song he's used to singing by himself.
Yeah. Oh, totally put this in a mix, drive around with this.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Sucks. How do they find out and kick them out? Hey, you're bad. Get out.
And a guy in row 47, seat 26. Go home.
They're a little flat.
Well, give her time. You know, she's young.
We don't have time. We have 2 minutes.
Oh, I see.
Of what that must sound like in person.
Oh,
in
my
that
God.
Stadium.
It's got to be insane, actually, yeah. There. So you're going to post the video, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Scene to watch.
Oh, God. Totally.
So we will post that at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter.
I mean, it's straight up beautiful. That is awesome. I mean, it sucks that there's a reason that it was created, but wow, incredible.
That is amazing.
That is very, very cool. Right on.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yep.
Long weekend.
Yeah.
Very excited about that.
Mm.
There's a Florida woman who had a meltdown in a McDonald's, and she's crazy, first of all. I don't know. They didn't have the right fries or something.
Oh, you're kidding.
Something set her off. She asked for her money back. They wouldn't give it back. Ah. Then she started getting more angry, and employees said, I'll refund your money from my pocket.
Wow. Oh, that's
sad. If you walk away.
If you'll go away.
And she didn't. Then she got worse and worse, and she went behind the counter.
Go to a war-torn area where they really have troubles, you stupid censored.
This is the news report.
Thursday night, the drive-thru at this McDonald's. Detectives say when 22-year-old Tianis Jones got the wrong order, her frustration exploded into frenzy and stormed inside. Her temper getting hotter and hotter by the second, until she called 911.
I'm at McDonald's. I'm 5 months pregnant. These people don't know how to run a McDonald's.
Oh, all right. Well, she's got pregnant brain, so that negates a lot of my 5 months pregnant. You start losing your
okay
occasionally. So I'm going to give this one for the first time in
up
my life.
Up until this point.
A little more. Oh, okay.
Up until this point.
Okay. All right.
Come on. I want my money. They trying to treat me at my money. I want my money.
The sheriff says Jones' sister tried to get her to chill.
I mean, how much money could it be? $1.82?
I don't know.
$3.75?
I mean, it could have been, what, $6?
$6?
Yeah,
sure.
Probably.
Nope. Employees offered to reimburse her. Didn't work. She flipped out even more, whacking a sign off the counter that barely missed hitting an employee. Then she tore into a bunch of bottles, scooted behind the counter, and went to work on stacks of cups and other supplies. Instead of leaving with one from the restaurant, as a grand finale, she whipped up a little shake of her own.
She pulls her shirt up. There you go. There's a little twerk on the way out the door.
She shows them
ta-da!
By twerking.
Look at my boobies.
Look at this, you suckers.
You don't get this. You could have if you'd given me my order right.
Now, I hate puns.
Puns are the worst.
Yes. But if you're going to go for it.
Yes.
Really, really commit.
Yes.
This is the sheriff. Okay. Who's giving a report on who they're looking for, and he's all in with the puns.
This is going to be McInteresting.
Oh,
look
no.
Right here. She's a pretty lady, but she was McMad. There was no calming her down. She was in a McRage. I don't know if she was like two fries short of a Happy Meal.
Like, this is a sheriff.
That's awesome. This You've got to have a sense of humor. Yeah, but, that job.
But you're not supposed to show it. You're in a position of authority. You're supposed to be serious. And yet he can't help himself.
But she created a McMess. And she acted like a McNutt.
That's a good one.
But you know what she ended up? A McBurglar.
Uh-oh.
Nope.
She didn't get her Happy Meal.
No, she said it's a Hamburglar.
Yeah, should have. Should have.
It's trying.
But she managed to get herself into a lot of McTrouble. And we're not going to give her any golden arches, but we are going to give her a pair of silver handcuffs. And you can make money just by helping us find this lady who went McCrazy for no McReason. And there's one thing that you need to understand in Polk County. We don't put up with that McJunk.
I mean, look, if you're going to swing, swing for the fences.
Absolutely, 100%.
And I actually love that show.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
For doing that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Right about 3:50, we try to bring you People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
I look forward to the lunacy that you bring us every day with this feature, Kevin.
Well,
I
people
do.
Are really dumb.
It's pretty like, amazing. It's not,
you don't have to really exaggerate anything.
No.
In this particular one, it's Canada. Two women who escaped from jail in Alberta, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that can't be easy.
Nope.
Escaping from jail.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, it depends on how secure it is and whatever. But yes, it's not easy to walk off campus.
Were apparently so confident in their abilities that they headed to an escape room less than 24 hours later.
You're supposed to do that on the other side before you get in.
Now,
so you've
an escape
got
room, for those of you that don't know, is a room where you have to figure out clues how to get out of the room. It's a puzzle.
Yeah, you usually have to work with somebody and figure out where the key's hidden. All sorts of... I love that kind of crap. That's awesome.
I've never done it because I would just get mad.
Yeah, I'd be like, let me out. No patience.
But co-owner Rebecca Law saw the two women entering the business around 8:30. They were asking some questions, and she was showing them the room.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, before they even started the escape room, somebody had recognized them as the two escapees.
Wow.
Because they were putting them on TV and everywhere.
Wow.
And they were like, oh, those are the two women that just jumped the fence right.
So they don't right need there. Any practice.
No.
They don't need to play this. They just did it in real life.
Less than 24 hours later, they needed to go to an escape room.
It was such a rush. Let's try it again.
So while one of the owners was showing them the escape room, uh-huh, before they even started, right, the hallway filled up with cops. And they arrested him and took him back to jail.
Oh, my God. Did they escape again?
No.
Oh.
It turns out, you know why?
Oh, why?
People are dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Let's talk about the weekend for a second,
yeah,
shall we?
Yeah, man, starting at 5 o'clock and running all three-day weekend. It's going to be stuff like that. It's going to be party music, wall-to-wall party stuff. JD's going to be doing a bunch of requests, so be talking to him noon. And then Saturday and Sunday, he'll be in here really sober. That's for sure.
Oh, I know. That's the only way he works.
He doesn't work in some sort of dispensary and bring product in for everybody.
Don't be ridiculous.
No, so, you know.
Like the rest of us. We're business people.
Yeah. Hence our suit and ties.
Let's talk about bigger brothers and sisters. Older brothers and sisters.
Oh,
and the stuff that they talk you into doing.
Right. What was that one? How did it go about? Something about he had broken a vase. And so, we were talking about streakers. And did you ever streak? And his older siblings said, if you put your underwear on your head and run naked down the street, we won't tell mom that you broke the vase.
Right. Well, yes. But that's not a lie as much as it is just a abuse.
Yes, exactly.
Abuse.
Yeah.
Like, here are 13 lies that your brothers and sisters told you. And then you give us that example.
Okay.
And then we're going to want calls on that example.
Okay.
At 818-955-KLOS. You know you're adopted, right? That's the number one.
Sure. Oh, my God.
That an older brother or sister would tell you. Swallowed chewing gum stays in your stomach for 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The cat can talk, it just doesn't when you're around.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
They never told me that one.
Mom and Dad could read your thoughts.
I think they did tell me that one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you put shampoo on dry hair, it falls out.
I never heard that.
It's just the joy of having a mind that doesn't know much yet.
Yes.
That you can screw with.
Yes. So how many of these did you tell your little brother?
I didn't really. I was more of a dare kind of a guy.
Okay. Yeah.
I dare you to whatever.
Jump off that building.
Yeah, and I was the worst at that. I would jump off our roof into our shallow end of our pool.
Oh, God.
What a fool.
Oh, man.
If you eat the seeds of an apple, a tree will grow inside you. Yep. Heads I win, tails you lose. They'd wake up in the middle of the night.
Right.
Wake up. It's time for school. Eating grass makes you run faster because horses do it, right?
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, that makes sense. Good logic one, yeah.
And so it goes on and on with lies that your siblings tell you. But this one
is amazing.
And so, this is what we're looking for is your sibling talked you into doing something.
Something horrible or ridiculous, and you bought it hook, line, and sinker.
At 818-955-KLOS.
So the example here that we found online was, my older sister once told me it was courteous to poop in the backyard so that the dog wouldn't feel self-conscious. And she explained that now that I was 8, I was old enough to take over this job for the family. So clearly now, dad would go out sometimes.
But 8-year-old had never seen anyone else out there doing that,
you
know, clearly.
You don't think about that. You know, dad goes out sometimes. Mom is like in the yard with the dog. So she proceeded to pull her pants down and take a poop there in the middle of the lawn in front of both her parents while they were doing yard work.
Hilarious. Parents just must have been going, what?
Why did we get into this?
What do you do?
And you imagine the older sibling over in the corner just, you know, doubled over laughing.
Now listen, this is important. Ew. This is important. Uh-huh. We don't want an hour of poo calls.
No, right, yes.
We just want things that your siblings talked you into doing. Your siblings talked you into doing something that was stupid or you shouldn't have done.
Really embarrassing.
Etc.
Or horrible.
818-955-KLOS. Talking about things your siblings convinced you to do. KLOS, hello.
My brother told me he was going to turn me into my mother for breaking a window if I didn't pick up a dog shit.
Well, that's not too bad. How long did you have to be on poop patrol?
That's just blackmail.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was downright ugly. And he said, okay, now you got to squeeze it.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Love my brother.
Wait, I bet he still told on you anyway, didn't he?
You know, he probably did. I just never found out.
Bastard. Yeah. Right, thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
My older brother told me to give me $100 if I jumped off this log into a stream when I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
A fast stream. And proceeded to give me $100 with his head after I did it.
Oh, you jerk.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought I was getting a $100 bill. Very dangerous stream.
Wow, that sucks. Was it painful when you got in the water?
Yeah, bumps and bruises, cut myself, went floating down about half a mile.
Sure.
Oh, man. But you're like, I got $100 out of this.
You proceeded to give me $100.
Of course he did.
Thanks for calling,
Thank
man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Kevin.
Hi there.
Knucklehead. Yeah, I had an older brother. It's convinced me I was the fastest kid in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
We grew up bow hunting. And so he armed 3 of his friends.
Oh, no.
Bows,
yeah.
And had me run across the property. And all 3 of them missed me. He shot me through both my calves.
Oh my God. We did that with BB guns, but that's so much less.
Yeah.
Wow.
I fell on a rock and busted my chin open, too.
Oh, man. My God.
Oh, siblings suck.
You're dumb.
Did you hear that, sir? Unbelievable.
I heard that. You guys are way dumber than I am. I love you both.
No question about that. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, dude. 818-955-KLOS.
Things your siblings convinced you to do. Talking about things that your siblings convinced you to do. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, my older brother, I had a rash on my private area.
Yes.
And he told me to put Bengay on it.
Oh, man. Damn.
Why would you ask your older brother what to do with that?
I was about 9.
Because you're about 9?
Wow.
Yeah, I went screaming through the house. My mom beat the shit out of him. Oh, all right.
That's quite right.
Hilarious.
Yeah, understandable.
And how about he tied me to a tree all night long?
I think I would have been friends with your brother.
Yeah.
Another one was... he made me smoke pot for my very first time and only gave me 1 hit. Now he told me, now you can't tell dad and you can't have no more.
Interesting. A way of blackmailing you into silence.
Yeah.
He's a genius.
Yeah, he's a smart, bad dude. Man, thank you for calling. Wow. He may win the lottery of right siblings. Hi, KLOS.
I bet my sister $100 that she could not put a $100 bill on her hand flush and burned through it with a cigarette.
And did she give it a go?
She did. Burnt her hand like crazy.
Oh, my God. You are an evil bastard.
I had to let her have the $100.
Absolutely.
Held the cherry to it, puffing on it. Like, I could see it sitting there trying to burn through, but since there was no oxygen on the other side, you can't burn through it.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Things your siblings talked you into. At 5 o'clock tonight, we're kicking off quite the weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be nonstop party music starting in about 20 minutes. And I suppose we could do the All Request Fest to some degree. But, you know, did you see that they got a bunch of beers and stuff in the kitchen?
Oh, yeah.
So I think we'll mostly be playing party music starting at 5. Listen, all weekend
long. We'll do what we have to do.
All long-ass weekend.
We were talking about things that your siblings made you do. KLOS, hello.
Actually, it's something my brother and I did to my sibling on his 5th birthday.
Excellent. What is it?
It was his birthday, Palm Sunday, April 11, 1965. We told him it was his fault that the tornado tore out the whole north end of town.
Oh, my God. That's a lot to put on a 5-year-old.
And he believed you.
I'll tell you, he was a bit nervous, yeah.
You are awful.
Wonderful. Well done. Patting you on the back.
That's what we mean.
Yes. I love that kind of sister.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. Why limit it to siblings when you could also include parents, what they tell their kids?
Sure, yeah.
Let's hear it.
What do you got?
So we told our daughters that all the girls that worked at Hooters had to cut out the holes over their nipples. And so she had a friend that started working there, and her boyfriend went there. And she goes, oh, my God, you know what they do? And they said, who told you that? They go, oh, well, my parents told me that. Oh, boy, was she happy when she got home.
I'll bet she was thrilled.
Yeah, but parents are, they actually come up with some pretty amazing
yes,
stuff.
Thanks
for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, can you please tell me, what is a KLOS insider?
It's this way of accessing your bank account and your PIN, and if you agree to the little newsletter, then we can see your bank accounts and steal all your money. Oh,
no,
I'm sorry.
Withdrawals.
Yeah, no, it's just a newsletter. Yeah, just a harmless newsletter. Tell you what's going
on.
It
has nothing to do with your bank account.
No.
Listen, don't trust us. I would not fill it out if I were you.
So it's a newsletter?
Yeah, it's really exciting. All sorts of thrilling information. You'll be amazed.
And there's a bank account. But
yeah,
other than that, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that part.
Yeah, so sign up online. Do it.
Okay.
Is this Kevin or Smuggo?
Yes!
Holy
shit.
It is. It's Kevin and Smuggo.
Kevin, you f***ing bump. Oh, my God. I remember when I used to watch you and Pete on the Elvira special.
No, you don't. That was someone else.
Yes, I do.
That Cassandra, was, Mistress of the Dark.
That was Mark and Brian. Pretty sure.
That was on that really good station, KLOS.
Right. Every Friday, we like to take a look at our favorite call of the week.
Yeah, so if you call in, you might end up being the call of the week winner. What do they win? Cash and prizes, huge amounts, new home, cars. What is it they win?
I think all of that. I'm not positive.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
It's a double check.
Or is it absolutely nothing? I can't remember. It's somewhere in there.
50-50. Flip a coin.
Yeah, okay.
We were talking about bizarre things that you'd seen customers do.
I used to work at the bar. We have a chocolate fountain in the bakery section.
Pretty sweet.
And I saw a kid dipping his hands, you know, taking a bath with all the chocolate.
Oh, don't blame him.
When he was confronted, the mother was right there, and, you know, she made a big scene. How can you tell my son? He's just having fun.
Oh, are you kidding?
You stupid cow.
Yeah. You know, when that happens, they gotta take the whole thing down. Put new chocolate in it, and it's such a mess.
Why do you think we want to eat your brat's boogers in the chocolate?
That is a solid question.
She has to call the manager. How could you disrespect my son?
Ugh.
Yeah,
because he's a brat. And you made him that way.
Well, that's crazy.
Nice, but party music, man.
We should play party music.
All weekend?
Yeah.
Like 3 days worth?
Yep. That should happen.
Nope. Okay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Jim from Cerritos wants to hear anything.
Do you mean like anything at all?
This song, anything,
it's
anything.
It's got to be the most requested song I've ever played at any radio station.
Agreed, yes.
Since it was brand new.
And people always call and ask what it is. It's anything, anything.
A gracious good afternoon. This is your operator, Miss Tomlin. How may I help you?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep. No.
Hello.
Hello? Is the caller there? Hello? Hey. You're on from Poughkeepsie.
Can you hear us?
are we reaching, gentlemen?
No, uh-uh.
Yes. Oh, no.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Hello. Hey, are we leaving yet?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, happy Friday. Hello.
Is there anyone there? Friday. I like Friday.
Hey, happy Friday.
Yeah. Woo!
You heard one word.
Woo! I did hear that. What's up, man?
Hey, let's get it going. Give me some Motorhead.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. 1,000 people making up a musical group of singers performed My Hero in honor of Taylor Hawkins, and we put it up at Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah, you got to go see it. It's pretty amazing. This band, this huge group has done all sorts of stuff, but to see this particular tribute is just really something special.
So go to Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter. You can see that performance. And People Are Dumb, two women. Women escaped prison and then within 24 hours went to an escape room and they were arrested.
I mean, you already did it. You did it IRL. You don't need to do it again.
Things your siblings made you do. An older brother made his younger brother run away, gave three of his friends a bow and arrow. They all missed, but his brother shot him one arrow in each thigh. And he fell and smashed his mouth.
Oh, he broke his chin or something.
Oh, family's so great, aren't they?
All right, now don't be up to that this weekend. It's a nonstop party weekend. It's going to be loud songs all weekend, but don't let that put some weird idea in your head to abuse your siblings.
Peace out. See you Monday. Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday. That's right, Tuesday. Woo! And one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Oh, hold on a second.
Only to be ruined by...
Yeah.
Only to be ruined by the Castroid.
It landed on a few of them.
The word this hour is clash.
Is that right? I have no idea where we're at. Oh, clash. I see it. Okay, yeah, clash.
Text the word clash to 68683. That's clash to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you get more shots to win until 10 o'clock tonight, about 20 minutes after every hour.
That's the Castroid.
Yep. Like, for example, standing underneath the Castroid when it's coming to crash to the Earth.
Correct. The word this hour is SoCal. S-O-C-A-L, SoCal.
I've always wanted to go there. I wonder what it's like there.
Text the word SoCal to 68683. That is SoCal to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
You are basically playing against SoCal winners as well, SoCal players.
The reason he's saying that is because a lot of radio stations in town have national contests.
Right.
So if they offer you a prize, it's up to all the whole country. In this particular case, it's just KLOS local listeners.
And thank you for playing along. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight. Oh, look out!
Castroid.
Oh, that's a sad thing.
The word is orbit.
What is it?
This hour's word is orbit.
I see.
O-R-B-I-T. Text that to 68683. That is orbit to 68683 for your chance to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you get more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck!
Uh-oh.
Well, that's a reason to call 911.
Castroid is here.
And it just landed in my backyard. 911!
The word is clash.
Beg your pardon?
We had that word earlier today. The word is clash, C-L-A-S-H. Text that to 68683. That is clash to 68683 for your chance to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you get more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. After 14 years of not playing together, the Eagles reunited on this day in rock in 1994 here in beautiful downtown Burbank. And closed the show with Desperado just little before they started the Hell Freezes Over tour. For the very first time in their Red Hot lives, the Chili Peppers scored their very first number one album on the U.S. charts on this day in rock in 2006. It was the two-disc set Stadium Arcadium.